possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Good afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. It's Wednesday, July 9th, 2025, and you are listening to The Fan. Dan O'Dowd, former general manager in Major League Baseball, now at MLB Network, will join us at 3. He'll talk about one of the guys that he pulled off some trades with in the past, Mike Rizzo, having been fired. By the way, Rizzo was on with the Junkies this morning. We'll play some clips and react to that as we go today. Daniel, rocking burgundy and gold, real burgundy. And real gold, just like the old uniforms that are now the new alternate uniforms.
Yeah, I'm sure this burgundy that I'm wearing right now is the same as the burgundy hanging in the studio on the trim of the John Allen jersey. John Allen, former Washington football player. That's weird. Yeah, it's not close and never was. And if they'd said it's going to be different and then it was different, I wouldn't have been mad. We were lied to. It's the lying. If there's one thing that I can't have, it's being lied to directly about something that's important to me. And not have apologies. Just say, everyone say sorry. Everyone apologize. Everyone say that you were wrong. Everyone bend over backwards to beg me for forgiveness at all times until I'm satisfied for months, if not years. So just to recap, they don't play where I like. They don't look like I like. And they're not called the thing I grew up with. Other than that, go team.
I want to get into the uniforms in just a second. But I just got a phone call. That will change my day.
Yeah, this is a different thing for
it
a Wednesday.
Will change the remainder of my life, for sure. As you know, Danny, we've been on pins and needles at the house waiting to find out when baby number 4 was coming.
Uh-huh.
The wife went to an appointment today. Sounds like it's go time. So I will be leaving the studio after this segment, I believe. Now, I want to let everyone know, it's not like I'm just sitting here and like there's a baby coming and my wife's doing breathing exercises with her mom or something. It's all very calm. There's an induction that's going to be happening here. The time has come where they're saying, let's just get you to the hospital and take care of matters.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But what's funny is my wife called me and goes, hey, so I'm going to go home and I'll just have my mom take me to the hospital and I'll just go, you know, start the process. And when you get off today, just come on over. And I was like, what? I kind of feel like this is one of those things where I'll just leave the July 9th radio show.
Yeah.
Danny handles it for a few hours.
Well, but yeah.
Because there's a baby coming.
One of those. It's not like I got to go to the grocery store. You should probably leave now and help me pick up some eggs.
Well, I hung up and I said to you, and CK had just walked in, and I said, this is definitely one of those like, hey, the baby's coming. It's time for me to leave work to go help out things, right?
And we both at the same time went, yes.
But it's very odd because normally we've had 3 babies before.
Yes, you're very experienced in this area.
We lead the league in experience when it comes to having children.
That's right.
In fact, we do lead the radio station.
Yeah.
As of a few hours from now.
Give it up about, 10 hours. You guys are being first place by a lot.
Nobody's crossed the threshold of 3 into 4. You have 3.
Yeah.
JP has 3.
Yeah.
Eric Bickle has 3.
Yeah.
Cakesy has 3.
Cakes has 3.
Nobody's got 4. You have 4? Oh, you have 2. Yes. Nobody's got 4 at this point. We're the first one, so you'll have to play catch up.
I'm good. We took measures. We took serious steps to prevent that from happening.
But we've got Reagan. We've got Truman.
Yep.
We've got McKinley.
Mm-hmm.
And very soon we will have Lincoln.
Little Link.
Very excited.
The tunnel's on the way.
I don't know if July 9th is going to be the date, or if it's July 10th. 10th has a more round, fun sound to it, but that sounds like a 2 a.m. arrival. I'm hoping for like the fourth inning of the Nats game. Miguel Cairo makes an awkward decision. I'm yelling about that, and then Link shows up. That's kind of what I'm hoping
for. Like during
for.
A James Wood AB? Or who, no, before, but so you're not distracted.
Who would have thought that the only general manager Lincoln will ever know is Mike DiBartolo? I did not have that in the office pool. Like, he'll be born and he'll go, the Nationals, managed by Miguel Cairo, run by Mike DiBartolo.
Well, I thought about that. Like, my oldest son, his entire life, Mike Rizzo's been the GM. My middle son, that's still getting used to that, trying that on, because he's my middle, he used to be my youngest son for 7 years. Anyway, he's my middle son. He's never known a non-Davey Martinez world. Like, his entire time has been Davey, right? And now it's not.
And you have a baby.
Yeah.
How old?
5 months.
5 months. You guys know that? Danny has a five-month-old baby.
Yeah. Yeah. I do. Is it just right? Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's too much. Back to you. Anyway, yeah. So the way time gets marked for certain things like that is fascinating to me.
But what do you make of my wife's phone call where she's like, the thought was, because I think the way she's viewing this is, we're just going to walk into the ER like you would walk in because you have a cold or something. And then you sit in a chair for a while. And then they tell you, okay, we're going to put you here. In a few hours from now, you go into a room and start taking a medicine. And like in a bunch of hours, she has a baby. I understand the calmness of it, but it also kind of seems to me like a little too calm where you're going, I'll see you when I see you. This feels kind of like a,
yeah.
Hey, it's time for dad to be dad.
So
it's time
I think,
for me to put my cape on,
mm-hmm.
leave this studio, fly home.
Mm-hmm.
Grab a go bag that I haven't packed yet, right. Even though we expected to have the baby a week ago.
This is, by the way, your specialty.
This is my move.
If you have to pack for something, it's not going to happen in advance.
It will not. But I did already put the car seat in the car.
Oh, that's good.
So we got that going for
nice.
Us.
Nice.
Now, I hadn't done it. We expected to have the baby Thursday. I hadn't done it Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. And my wife each day would go, how have you not done that yet? And I said, do you know how stupid I would feel if I did it yesterday and the baby didn't come? That was my line.
That's a great line.
I was like, how dumb would that have been if I would have taken time to prep for this child that didn't actually come? And so I didn't. And then eventually I was just cleaning my garage and I was like, you know what? I'm here anyway. There's the car. There's the seat.
I might as well do it.
Against my better will and against my better judgment, I put the car in the back of the seat.
Well, so let me answer the question. So the calmness that the wife feels is very considerate of you.
It is.
And that's wonderful. That's one of those times where you got to go old school defensive end lining up wide. Here comes the left tackle with his pass protect set. Take this right arm. You're doing a freestyle. Swim move right past her consideration and you get to the quarterback,
right.
Which is, I'm here for you.
Today's a husband day.
Yeah. So this
Today's a dad day. I sit here talking to Danny Ruye.
Now she's right that it's not 2:45.
Correct.
Where we're just doing it.
We're not doing breathing exercises,
yeah,
contractions every minute.
It's hours away. We had I didn't know this better, but we had a 7 a.m. appointment, whatever it was, get up early, we'd go, we head down there, and you're waiting in the waiting room for a couple hours. And then they find a room for you. And then another couple hours goes by. And then they get the magic drug or whatever that's going on. And then hours after that, we got the baby. But I showed up there thinking appointment, room, dosage, boom, boom, boom. And then once the actual process started, it was rapid. I mean, it was fast, right? And pretty amazing what they can do. But that waiting room part, she's right. That sit around, do nothing part, she's right. But even still, that's you. That's your time. Do you need some ice chips? You want some water? Do you not want anything? Do you want to be mad at me? Do you want to sit there in silence?
Well, here's the sneaky
thing. You just wear it.
Because we've talked a lot about this lately. I am an immensely curious person.
You are.
And you have to deal with this sometimes where I over-ask questions. Like, mm-hmm. you tell me something, and I ask you 15 questions, and by the fourth one, you're kind of like done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
This is her existence all the time. And on a day like today, she views me as really annoying.
Which I get. I mean,
I'm next to you constantly.
Yeah.
I have questions about everything. And what she wants to do is like suffer in peace is probably
But go through her process,
exactly.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
So I think she probably would prefer to just, she's a very independent person. As you said, she's pretty old school in this way, like mm-hmm. working around what I'm doing, which is not how this should go necessarily.
Right. But not like, today. Yeah.
Today's not that day.
Yeah.
But I think. If she had her druthers and she could just touch a button and like 5 seconds before it's go time for the baby to actually be born, I just show up in the room. I think she would actually prefer that because the rest of the time I'm doing bits. You know, my favorite bit to do in the ER room, this is the best. Actually, Ryan dates a labor and delivery nurse. So he you don't know about this, but she'll know all about it. I love to walk into the room, and I'll do this three times today. And my wife is going to laugh the first time. The second time, she's going to ask me not to do it. And the third time, she's going to tell me to go home. But I walk in the room, and I hit the soap dispenser like three times. And I go, hey, mama, how we doing? And I like wash my hands, and I go,
that's a 10.
Isn't it so good?
Grant.
So I start wiping my hands.
I want you
hands.
To know when she's mad at you today, it's hilarious.
So I go, mama, we ready to have this baby?
Oh, my God, that's so good.
Every nurse does the same bit.
Yep.
They walk in, they pump the soap, they're wearing their scrubs, and they're like, mama, how we feeling? Anything? Okay, good. And then they talk in this tone.
Yep.
They call her mama a bunch. And then they say, like, let's get baby out. It's never the, it's just baby. So it's like, mama, we doing good? Baby ready? Like, so I do that constantly. I just go over and grab soap and do that.
It's so good.
And she gets so angry by the end of it.
Yeah. So again, God bless them. I understand why they do it because these
people, no, they're the nicest people in the world.
People are not in their great states. It's either lack of sleep, there's a lot of pain going on, a lot of discomfort. So, like, that's the prerequisite is to, like, turn whatever that is up to 5 million, right? Like, that setting, for me, goes to, like, a 6 or a 7 when I'm talking to one of my kids. They're doing it for someone that's, like, not having a great moment, right? So I totally understand that. That bit is aces. It's an all-time good one.
I appreciate that you appreciate it.
Yeah. And she's going to hate it.
So she won't like it at all. The only thing I have to just, I'm going to prep myself now. I've said for a long time, the blue couches that we sleep on as men are unacceptable and ridiculous.
Yep.
Very rare. And it's not about us. Like, this is, we're just bystanders here.
You and me can just talk about our discomfort, too, for a second.
But it's not allowed, as you know, to really talk about
no,
that.
No, come on, it's
but
fine.
There needs to be someone at some point that runs for office that decides we need a real couch or a real chair or something for the guy. This whole thing is about the comfort, as it should be, of the mom, and that's all that matters. 99.9%, mom. 100%, it's yours. This is your cross to bear. You're dealing with it. All I'm saying
however,
the couch, man. And if you're a dad who's been in a hospital I have three times overnight,
you know.
Did you stay overnight with the last baby?
So no. So because we have other kids involved. So it's like, it's hard to find someone to babysit for two straight days or whatever. So I'm home a lot, dealing with them, bring them by. But yeah, I spend a lot of time.
The wife wanted. She's like, yeah, go home. I mean, it's sticking to that couch, whatever that's made of.
Yeah.
But how hard it is.
Yeah.
And maybe you get a sheet, but maybe you don't.
Because you go, someone else was here not that long before me.
Oof, tough, man. Like an hour ago.
Yeah. They cleaned the room out and some dude named Ed was here.
That's something you talk about a month after the fact.
Uh-huh.
Like a month from now, I'm going to tell my
business
wife,
idea. I'm going to get a new couch.
You know how awful those couches are for the guys? That's not going to come up today and it won't come up tomorrow.
I got to tell you. It'd be funny if it did.
For who?
You.
For you?
And then telling the story to us later would be hilarious. If you bring it up.
I'm willing to do the soap thing a few times.
Let me put you in a couch today. Let me get you a couch pit today. Can you do one couch pit for me?
I'm going to feel it out.
So here's what you do during a bit of the downtime. So sit on that couch for a second and kind of.
Well, the
sort
thing
of squirm around a little bit and go, man, this is uncomfortable.
The thing I did last time was probably in the final 15 minutes or so. I'm like, can we switch? This couch is ridiculous. And I'm can I get on the bed for a little while? And she gave me a pained chuckle. Because she knows at that point, this is...
You're trying to do some gallows humor,
this is
some
a
levity.
Joke that is born out of what you're going through.
Yep.
There's some empathy involved, but also it's a joke about humor.
Sure.
See what I'm saying?
It's a
joke with a side of comic relief.
Yeah, I'm trying to make you smile in a time where you're not probably into that idea.
So we got another president in our midst here.
It's amazing, dude. It's first of all, thrill for you guys.
Mount Rushmore is complete.
Are you guys okay? Anyway, yes, it is all the countdown is on, and I want to tell you, your instincts are right on this one.
Yes,
this is one of those times where you've got to sift through her well-meaning words, which are well-meaning and kind and gracious, but you. No problem.
Well, by
I
the
will
way,
be there.
Before the decision was made today, this thing's just dragging on, going on and on and on. We quite literally sent the kids to my in-laws for a week thinking Tuesday to
you
Tuesday.
You had the window, yeah.
We'd have the baby and we'd be home and the baby would be acclimated and they'd come home for 3 days. We'd have a baby at home. And that did not happen. They're already back home from their week respite, their vacation. So it's already kind of dragged on longer than we anticipated going into today. But I'm supposed to fly Sunday to go host the Major League Baseball draft for MLB Network Radio and do a bunch of stuff for the Futures game. And I am of the belief that I'm not going to make this trip because how could I go right after a new baby and all this? And to this point with my wife, my wife was like, you've got to go. But she is so casual about this process in a sense. and also not wanting to like interfere with what she perceives to be like these important obligations, that like I believe she'd be the wife that's like, oh, just go anyway, I'll handle it. I would never do that in a million years. But my point is, if I acknowledge that that is a time where I would have to put my foot down and go like, no, it's time to be husband and dad here. I appreciate that you don't want me to necessarily miss this thing that's a big deal. I'm going to be here. I'm not Cal Ripken Jr. My streak at 26-32 is not on the line here. So I'm going to be here. My point is, if that's true, and it is, then there's also a conversation to be had today where she's going, we'll see you when we see. And I'm going, no. Let's just go make sure Abraham Lincoln's looking smooth and everything comes out the way it's supposed to.
It's tough because, again, you're going to be waiting. But that's fine, too.
There's a movie with Daniel Day-Lewis called There Will Be Blood. This is the sequel that's called There Will Be Waiting.
Yeah,
I'm going to be at the hospital for a little while here. Yeah.
But that's part of it.
I'm about to mow through that Netflix quarterback series like this.
Do you want the muffin from the little commissary? There's a little food court there. Would you like a whatever? You're there to just be, to receive the disdain, to receive the angst, to step and fetch. Like, that's it. So, yeah, you should be there.
Step and
fetch. That's what it is. It's like, I want a cup of water, but not that water. Fine. No problem. I'll be back.
How many ice cubes?
Exactly.
Before I go, can I give a quick take on the jerseys you'll be talking a lot about today?
I'll allow it.
I love these. Now, it's funny to say this as if there's some, like, creative new wrinkle. They just went back to the jerseys from the early 90s, which we said on this show, if you've been listening long enough, was going to be the case. They did something a little different than we anticipated and suggested they were going to do almost a year ago now. But it's the alternates for now. This is going to be their permanent jerseys at some point as they work it out with the NFL. But this is going to be their home jersey is what you're seeing. These white jerseys, this throwback to the 91 Super Bowl, this former Redskins era look, where this ownership group threaded the needle beautifully, I think, with what they have long talked about. This ownership group talks about honoring tradition and embracing the future, and that's exactly what this uniform does. A part of the Redskins came back to life for me today. Truly. I miss the old thing so much. Mm-hmm. The team that I watch on Sundays now does not resemble that team. It's not called that name, and it has affected me negatively more than I thought it was going to in terms of just my overall fandom. Still love it, but it has had more of an impact on me than I anticipated. And these alternates, it is a little awakening again that I'm kind of watching the Redskins play, which I didn't feel before. And again, you're going to see these more and more. It's three times this year. There's going to be a time, hopefully next season. I don't know how long it's going to take with the league to sign on everything. But this is going to be the Commanders jersey is the old Redskins jersey. Yeah. And it's another sign. Every tangible thing that we see from this ownership group, they're competent. They are sensitive to the fan base's wants and frustrations. They are empathetic. It's a home run by a capable group that cares. And the difference this time is institutional knowledge. When you cut them open, some memories of Art Monk fall out. You know, some burgundy and gold comes out. These were not the hired gun passerbys, Rivera and Wright and all these other dudes that are now working for MLS teams in California. This is a different thing. And they got this right, and I'm fired up about it.
Yeah, the alternate needs to just become the. So eventually, I think that's what's happening. There's stuff that's above my pay grade. I don't quite understand it all. I just know that more. So three of their eight home games, they'll be wearing these correct jerseys. That eventually needs to be eight, and we get rid of stupid alternate things that don't look like the Washington team. Looks like Arizona State alternates for like a Thursday night Pac-12 game back in the day, or a weird Pittsburgh Steelers type color scheme. No, nothing that disassociates. If you're going to do a new brand altogether, I'll complain about it, but you do that. This weird, we're honoring the past, but not by putting in new schemes, new burgundies, the jerseys don't look the same, the all-black unis, that kind of stuff. That's a slap in the face because it looks like an expansion team.
Have you seen the side-by-side from NFL Fashion Advice?
Oh, yeah.
So they said the improvement cannot be overstated, and they have Chase Young unveiling the white, terrible Commanders jerseys that are their worst of the three kits that they wear. And then they've got Jaden Daniels in the burgundy five that is the old colors and the alternate colors that are coming back today. And they always told us the color is the same, and it's just night and day obvious side-by-side. And not that anybody didn't know this. I mean, I'm literally telling you the thing that we've all known all along. But they are different colors. You can tell us that the color is the same as much as you want to. You're lying. I have eyeballs. Unless you're colorblind, you can look at a picture of the white Commanders jersey here and the Commanders jersey, the alts, going back to the Super Bowl, Gibbs, early 90s era, and the burgundy is different. One is a cranberry-ish, brighter wine-type red. The other is burgundy. They are not the same color.
Yeah, so weird advocates would say, well, there's HDTV now, and you can't tell the difference. Or when you actually go plug it into an HTML code box, the same color pattern shows up, where it's like 2255 GG or whatever the different settings are. So it's the same. Nope. What else you got for me? Nope, not the same. Doesn't even come close. So however it plays off the paint, or the Nike ones are different than the Fanatics ones, which are different than Reebok. Don't care. Different burgundy. Totally be the same. What else you got for me? Again, this was such an easy thing to put to bed. You could tell me whatever you'd like to tell me, and I'll enjoy listening to you.
Doesn't this also make the rebrand just that much worse to you?
Of course, Grant.
All they did was go back to the thing from before. They didn't reinvent anything. Yeah. They didn't have to create anything new. They just had to do the thing that everybody liked from before that they won a Super Bowl in. When they were really, really good, this is what they wore. They went back to that, and at a 97% or whatever clip today, everyone's going, good job. Doesn't that just scream that this rebrand was a gigantic failure?
Sure does. That's why I still try not to say the name, because that's all it reminds me of, is that level of incompetence and arrogance and ridiculousness. And Dan Snyder flipping me the bird from his magic yacht somewhere in the south of France. But it's so delightful. It's so delightful. And again, you know me, I generally don't get worked up about uniform stuff because uniforms are fine. We should stop changing them. Every new uniform to me is just a cynical cash grab where they're trying to sell a little bit new merch at the team store because someone likes one of the players. I generally roll my eyes at all that stuff. This is the alternate, you know, these.
But you got to be happy they did this today.
Yeah, so people are usually going, let's go, and like some stupid video where they're flexing in a jersey that doesn't look like anything that I grew up with. This does. This is all I've ever wanted.
Yeah.
Do that. Three times is a great start. It's an awesome start. You know what would be even better? 17 times. And when they add the 18th game, you put those guys in that 18th jersey. Do it just like this.
Cowboys on Christmas Day in these is going to be pretty good.
You're goddamn right.
Three times at home. Not quite. Are they 8 at home this year? I think 8, 9 on the road.
This is their bad year.
So their bad year is funny.
That's what it is.
No, you're right. Yeah. I mean, every other year, right? So 38% basically of their home games, about a third of the time plus when you go see them play. They'll be in these uniforms. I love it. Your boy's going to go.
Yep.
Tag, you're it rest of the way. And I'll keep you updated.
Please do. And seriously, good luck to you guys.
Thank you very much.
Happy for y'all.
Appreciate you. It's yours.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Without Grant, your uni, your reactions, they're doing the thing that I wanted them to do. Your first thought when you saw them, how do we get it there all the time? Let's talk about it. New unis for the Local 53.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grant and Danny here on The Fan. You heard GP. You're not going to hear him the rest of the day. He's off to have a baby. Congratulations to the Paulsons. Just Fanny Muya hanging out with you. I believe we might have some other folks sitting in as the show goes on, but that's not important. You guys are here, and we appreciate that. We're exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morad, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. The phone number, 800-636-1067. They finally did it. Finally brought back the correct jerseys. Yeah, go ahead, Darius. That's fine. My dream, if I can dream, is that they're good, first of all. But second of all, they just do it the way they used to do it. If it was good enough for Joe Gibbs to wear those white jerseys with the burgundy pants at home and kick the snot out of you, running some counter tray, 50 gut for that ass, knocking you down, and then you get sick of it and they go deep to Gary Clark or 3rd-and-7 to Art Monk. Good enough for him, it's good enough for me. Let's go ahead and get that going again. And I like it. I like that that's happening. This group gets it. They get it. They get it. Again, I'm doing in general, by the way, guys, doing my best here to call balls and strikes on this. Okay, I call balls and strikes on everything. And I think they are messing up by not allowing you to come to training camp more. I think they have too few open dates for fans. I think that is a mistake. I have said so. I think this is a hanging curveball when there's a pitching tell and the Astros have been banging on the trash cans and a cartoon figure with Popeye forearms. Maybe it's Kratos from God of War. With a 40-inch bat that weighs, 3 pounds. Just hit this damn thing to the moon. This is a moonshot. This is a nuke. This is a bomb. This is one of those that's going to lead SportsCenter. Maybe they checked the altitude or was the baseball different. This is perfect. Do this. Do it. Some folks don't care, and you're allowed not to care. You are. I generally am among the I don't really care that much about the uniform thing. Because they keep tweaking it, and I think it's annoying. I said to Grant, I'm very cynical about it. I think in general, all they're doing is trying to get a little cash, it's a little gimmick, to try to make you think that the third alternate jersey is important, or that you got to buy that T-shirt with the cherry blossom on it. Now, sometimes they get it right. Like those Nats cherry blossom jerseys, for example, are awesome. And even me, old stodgy, curmudgeonly jerk shaking his fist at the ocean, is actually moved by it. But for the most part, I just kind of roll my eyes. I think it's stupid, quite frankly. This is not for the most part. This is a special thing. This is the thing. And I don't know that how much I would have cared about it, honestly. I don't know how much I would have gone in on it had this 2-2-22 and the fallout therein since not been such an infuriating disaster Grant touched on it. I hadn't even thought of it that way, but I think he's right. Kind of quantified or sort of, rattled around in my brain and made sense to me all of a sudden. My anger over that has only compounded and grown over the years. I've gone through it. I'm not going to bore you guys with all the, with my same rants that I've done a million times over, but I hate that name now more than I hated it then. I hated it then too, but I really hate it now. The more we found out, the more we know about Snyder, the more we know from the Don Van Natta piece that he was still trying to wrestle control back at the team that he had lost. He'd been beaten. He'd been out-chessed. He'd been flanked. He was in checkmate. He owed and he couldn't pay. Nobody was going to come to his rescue. No cash influx was happening. He overplayed his hand, and that little torp is gone. Even at the end, he was still trying to hold on to it. So people that say, well, he didn't love it anymore because it wasn't Redskins. Wrong. He still did. It was his whole identity. And him and a team of consultants behind that stupid thing that ruined everything with new colors when we were told they'd be the same, knew everything when we were told it would be like it was. And it wasn't. It never was. Had that not happened this way, I would not have cared as much and been as excited as I am today. Again, this doesn't make you catch a pass. Doesn't make you make a block or tackle or a runner for a loss. There's no sacks here. There's no wins, no losses, nothing exchanged. And for a lot of you, and I understand this, there's different kinds of fandom. For some people, they can't think about anything other than that. And that's totally fine. Seriously, we need you too. Who don't care about the name, just win. I don't care about who the quarterback is, just win. Just win, just win, just win. Okay. You just win, folks. This is not for you. For you, just win at all costs, and that's the only thing that matters, folks. I get you may not be as excited about this as a lot of us are. For many of us, we can spin the multiple plates. We can spin the, yes, we'd like them to win also, just win guy. Very important to us that they win. That's what's way more fun. Last year, better than years before. I can do that math, right? This is also, though, a way to extend the olive branch. This is also a way to do something positive for a huge portion of the population that we probably underestimated, not even probably, that we underestimated here, at least in my seat. I think Grant said this as well, where we didn't know about all the effects it would have, changing the name multiple times and now with the brand and the jerseys and everything, how disconnected people would feel. And I get that. I get it. Watching them play one of those primetime games in the All Blacks with a yellow W on their head, I'm going, that's not my team. Now, I know they're Washington, and I'll root for Washington against anybody else, the same way I'll root for America against anybody else when we're doing international sports. But I'm looking at it going, I don't recognize any of this. Who is this for? Not for me. And it's fine if you don't want to cater to me anymore. Just say that. Had they wanted to focus only on, like, we got a dude here named Wesley. Wesley just turned 7, and he's a very nice young man, and he thinks second grade is going to be neato, and he's got a summer reading list and everything, and he's helping Ryan out today. I'm exaggerating about his age. He's 8. But, like, he's just a little fella, okay? If they're going, we're the old guys, the Randy Douyes are done. The 40 and ups will never come back the same way. We need to win the hearts and minds of Twitch streamer Wesley, of a guy that plays Roblox for 15 hours a day, of a dude that is only online using phrases and terminologies that weird Twitch streamers who are billionaires somehow are using. We're going to market to him. Let's do nothing but these kinds of jerseys and stupid hip things that they like, right? Let's have every guy, when they get a first down, do a Fortnite loser dance. Let's have every time somebody runs a ball through the hole and they get 4.5 yards is a choreographed dance because of it, right? Let's do that. Had they gone all in on that, I would have groused. I'd have been pissed off. But I would have eventually gotten over it. I said, all right, fine. It's not for me, but such is life. It's still my team, I guess, so to speak. Or they've gone in the direction. The same way, some of these changes that baseball has gone through over the years, everybody's coming out, like, every new change, that's going to ruin the game. That's going to ruin the game. That's going to ruin the game. Nope, wrong. Game is more successful now than it's been in some time. By the way, I can't wait for that work stoppage next December. Am I right? Screw momentum. Take that. Here's a shotgun blast to the foot. Anyway, but we've got this entire period where they were trying to do both, whatever both means, and they did neither. They didn't really market new. They told us it would be the same as the old, and it just wasn't. It wasn't. And no matter how many ways you try to frame it, no matter how many discussions you have, no matter how many attempts to cover it up or sort of tweak the definitions or play semantics, it was never the same. Since 2-2-22, and really the months leading up to it, the entire nonsense about making the brand or making the band or the stupid show, whatever that was, the fact that Ron Rivera was involved at all with anything, I made the point then. I'm going to be rooting for this team long after that dweeb is gone. I'll be stuck here with a team and him and a couple of consultants that will go, that's all for us, on to the next multi-million dollar gig, helping out a WNBA team somewhere or something. That's just what's so infuriating about it. This is the first time we've clawed something back. This is the first time the old school folks, the guys that were there and remember vividly, pure, unadulterated joy because of your football team. This is the first chance those of us that are of a certain age and up have had a chance to claw some of that territory back that we have ceded. We have ceded control, ceded ground for years. Years! And asked just to shut up. And asked just to wear it. And had fandom questioned. Just because we didn't like the thing. Yelled at and scolded by people. This is our first time in years where we got to claw some of it back. Thank you, Harris Ownership Group. Whoever said, let's do that, you're damn right. If it was Josh going, all right, you guys, you got to go back to the good ones. These ones are nubs. Yep, Josh. Can't really do a Mitch Rails, but if I could, I'd do a similar quote. If it's Magic Johnson who said it, damn right. If it's Mark Ein, whoever was in charge, yes. Yes, yes. Thank you for that. We'll have more on the jerseys as the show goes. Mike Rizzo was on the Junks this morning. Got a couple clips we want to play from that great interview, as the boys always do with Rizzo. They've gotten along so well over the years. A couple things we want to react to. We'll do that. Remember, Dan O'Dowd, MLB Network, will join us to break down where the Nationals should go.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
About 14 minutes from now, we'll be joined by MLB Network's Dan O'Dowd, former GM. Actually, I think did some transactions with Mike Rizzo over the years. Get his thoughts on the Nationals changing pretty much everything about the organization, except for who owns the team. We'll do that at 3:02. He'll call us and we'll talk. But speaking of Mike Rizzo this morning, it's Grant Danny on the Fan, by the way. No GP the rest of the way. I'm hanging out with you until we have full show tonight, 6:30, right? Because St. Louis is a little bit after us. What time's the game tonight, baseball? It's 7:15 start. Yeah, so we'll be on for the full duration. And our pal Linnell Willingham's going to come hang out starting at 3. So, we got a full show for you. Any hoodles, Mike Rizzo was on with the Junks this morning, as he always has been for years, on Wednesday mornings with him. Just a different backdrop this time, obviously. The now former GM, team president, everything under the sun. A couple good quotes we wanted to pull out there from you. We're going to start here with clip one, where he was asked if the learners are going to pony up and spend some money.
I hope they do. To me, it's a smart business move to do, because when it's time to go, you should go. And that doesn't mean to pour in, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars on the free agent market alone, but make trades, take on contracts, do a Gio Gonzalez trade and extend them for a long term and that type of thing. So there's ways to do this the right way for extended success. And I think that there's a blueprint on how to do it already written in the files in Nationals Park.
There you go. Now, Mike Rizzo is smart. He's been around baseball, as he said, for 43 years of professional baseball in various capacities. He knows how this thing works from a business side. You don't turn around, light a match, and walk away and do the Lonely Island, cool guys don't look at explosions thing if you'd like another gig. You don't badmouth owners. Doesn't matter how right you are. They know that. Guys at this high of a level. Guys who have been in charge of organizations as he has. But you're going to see little glimpses in some of his comments. That's a big one. There's another one coming up we'll play for you in a second, where the implication is very clear, what he's saying there. We did these things before you offer a Gio Gonzalez trade and extension. The blueprint is there at Nationals Park, a.k.a. we did this when we were perennially a top 10 payroll, borderline, sometimes just outside the top 10, sometimes 6th, 7th, 8th, whatever. You don't have to outspend the Yankees every time or the Dodgers or the Red Sox or whatever to win games. It's not 100% a correlation. The most spending team doesn't always win the championship. But it's above the threshold. You can't be little sisters of the poor and compete at the highest levels if you want to do that. If you don't want to do that, by the way, enjoy being Pittsburgh, right? But he talks about it. He says this a couple times over, and it's pretty clear what he's getting at. So let's go to clip four here, Darris, on Mike Rizzo basically saying that if you're going to go out, you go out on your own terms.
It was a trying couple of days, and since the weekend. But hey, we're all adults here. We're big boys, and we know what we're into when we take these jobs, and. We had a hell of a run, and I'm proud of what we've accomplished. And I think I know I did it my way. I did it the way I led the organization and the franchise the way I felt was best to maximize our potential. And we had a lot of success. And at the end of the day, I've said this for years, every year since I've been on this program. It's This is a performance-based industry.
So it leads me to something that is pretty intuitive now, but I hadn't thought of it exactly until a couple people turned me on to this or kind of pointed at this and said, hey, pay attention here. Barris Faluga, his column in the Post, and a few folks that I've talked to. There's no business president There's no Stan Kasten since Stan Kasten left. The baseball ops guy said in his previous answer, if you remember a second ago, it's good for business to spend money and have exciting players and have the type of team that people want to come watch. Why is he involved in that? That's the baseball guy. That's the scout. That's scouting, doing baseball stuff. The Local 53, pretty instantly, Jason Wright's tenure was winding down. They went and found a guy from, I can't remember what it was. It was like macaroni and cheese, Kraft Foods or something like that. Wherever the guy was from, Campbell's. That's right. He was doing chicken noodle soup branding. And he comes over here, and I'm not ripping him. I'm not making fun. Point is, he knows how to sell stuff. He's a business guy. They had the business guy do business stuff. I think the last name was Klaus. I haven't thought about him in a long time, and that's not a detriment. That's what it's supposed to be. That's the business guy doing the business stuff. You got the football guy doing the football stuff. Yeah, right? You separate those things. They haven't had a business guy doing the business thing. It's like members of the family. Sometimes this business interest, he's not in the office every day. He's not. He is. The whole thing's a mess. The whole thing's been a mess. Where's the team president? Who's that? Are they hiring one of those? Or they're not going to hire one of those? If not, why not? Who's going to take that role on? Is the new baseball executive going to also be asked to make sure concession sales down the right field line are good? Think of something to think about. Last one I want to play for you guys is clip 5 here, Darris. And this kind of hints at sort of what we're talking about here. Go ahead and play.
And the secret of being a good executive and a good general manager is you do the best you can for what you have. And we've all gone through this, whether you're in baseball or in life in general. You do the best with what you have, and we didn't, in ownership's eyes, we didn't do enough with it, and so they made a change.
You hear that, right? So it's, if you don't know the backdrop, you're going, yeah, I didn't do a good enough job with what I was given. And I think that's a fair assessment, by the way. I think it is. I think it's a fair assessment to say over the last several seasons, even with the resources that Mike Rizzo was given, there are too many swings and misses, to borrow the parlance. Too many Nick Senzels, too many Colin Pochets, too many guys that have frankly not worked. And I know you're shopping in the bargain bin, but if you go through the free agent signings this offseason, there were a bunch of guys in the bargain bin who are outperforming their bargain bin guys. There's some hits, too. Nathaniel Lowe, I think, has been successful. You've had good moments, right? You've had a couple of guys who go, damn, that was pretty good. You turned a profit on that guy. That's awesome. You paid nothing, you got something. But it's too much 2 years for Trevor Williams for me. So, yeah, it's a fair assessment to go, yeah, you probably swung and missed a little bit too much, Riz. I get it. Maybe it's time for a new voice, a new direction. That's normal. But if you know the backdrop, if you know about the spending or lack thereof, if you know about not being able to get the right pitching machine, batting machine, all the different technological measures and different ways to quantify and develop and do all these kinds of things, if you know about all that, too, as part of the backdrop, then you see exactly what he's saying. Again, it's not a double entendre. That's usually more for your English class sophomore year. But it's one of those things where you can note that there's double meaning if you're looking for it. I thought that was very savvy there by Rizzo. But we'll be reacting more throughout the show on some of those clips as well. Probably do that maybe the 5 or 6 o'clock hour. Lil Willingham's going to join us next. We'll also talk to Dan O'Dowd, MLB Network, about this situation here in Washington.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.